sweet peppers, red peppers.
Yeah, a root vegetable.
But we have a pepper here that turns red and then it turns purple, almost blue.
Mm-hmm.
Called a daddle pepper. Very unique to St. John's County. It's a most hot pepper, and it will highly season soups, stews, perlos, and others. Green peppers, bell peppers, grow very well here.
Okay.
And they're used by the people extensively.
Okay, what are some of the vegetables you would use for a good soup?
Potatoes, the bell pepper, onion.
Okay.
Of course, your stock, which would be meat or fish or whatever. Tomatoes.
Okay, the skin of a dried fruit, or the skin of an elderly person tends to do something.
Wrinkle.
And another word for that.
It. I can demonstrate because I've got wrinkles,
yeah.
And dry skin, and also thin skin. With age, your skin thins to paper, tissue paper thickness, and brushing against bark of a tree and other things will cause the blood vessels under to break and splotch areas where a young person has a thick hide, and these things don't bother them.
Okay. How about, what are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage, lettuce,
okay.
The light greens of turnips, collards. If you don't know collards, they are a vegetable that will grow and grow, and you continually pick the newer leaves, causing a stem to come up out of the ground. And this is within every 3 days you must pick the leaves of the collard before they get too strong. And they were a delicacy. They're a harsh tasting vegetable, but they're very nutritious, I understand. Cauliflower grows well in this area. Celery can be grown.
Okay.
Mustard. But cabbage is one of our biggest crops.
Okay. Tell me some different kinds of beans that you know of.
string beans, or pole beans, black-eyed peas, the limer bean, the English pea.
Mm-hmm.
The black-eyed peas were known as hoppin'johns, and you could make a little stew with them, or if you couldn't afford meat for a perlo, you used hoppin'johns in the perlo. And other beans will do well. Almost any bean that you would plant would grow. But the market would be questionable whether the people would buy a strange bean.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Okay, when you pick corn, the green covering you take off the ears.
Shuck.
Right.
And in picking it, we would pick the green shuck and tuck it back on the stalk to dry as fodder. And after picking the corn, we would go back and pick up this fodder and the very top of the other leaves as corn shuck fodder. And this would be treated like hay to be fed to the animals. But while the corn, with hand planting, our potatoes came first,